WTAW News Time is 6 minutes past seven. We've got 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council unanimously awarded a construction contract for building a new fire station number 2, but the project did not go to the company offering the lowest price. City Engineer Paul Casper said the bid process also considered past experiences.
So we wanted to make sure we had someone who had eminently qualified to build fire stations, and I believe the person we're recommending has multiple years and multiple examples of building fire stations, as opposed to the low bid, who I think only had one maybe in the last 5 or 6 years.
The winning bid, a $6.3 million, was $350,000 more than the lowest offer, but still under the architect's estimate of $7.2 million. Construction is supposed to start in October and will take a year to complete. The new Fire Station 2 is located at Cavett and Lawrence, north of Villa Maria and west of Texas. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included the first public hearing on next year's proposed budget. There were no speakers, and the council gave first round approval by a 5-1 margin. Mike Sutherland voted no, and Al Sines was out of the room. Council discussion included another attempt by Rafael Pina to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 to the Forest Park Apartments. Pina asked about using $1.5 million from the Capital Reserve and or oil and gas funds. Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood and City Manager Keene Register listed other options.
Quiet Zones 1.
Quiet Zones.
Property for a park is another.
Fixing the Bryan Aquatic Center. There's been a multitude of projects that money could be used for.
The $500,000 sidewalk is not in the city's current capital improvements plan. A traffic concern relayed to the College Station City Council at its last meeting will be investigated by the Texas Department of Transportation. Floyd Daughters shared what he did after his daughter's car was struck by a hit-and-run driver who exited the freeway southbound at Barron Road and then made a right turn to Graham Road.
I sat trying to find the guy who maybe hit her coming through the same intersection. I sat there for 20 minutes from approximately 5:10 to 5:30. In that 20-minute time frame, there were 50 cars that exited and turned on Graham Road. 20 horns sounded, and there were 3 almost terrible collisions.
Daughters is looking to block the turn from the Barron exit to Graham. WTAW News contacted the TxDOT Bryan District Office about the intersection. Spokesman Bobby Caldwell says they will review the traffic in that area and discuss the need for any improvements. College Station police continue to invite anyone who has information about last week's death of a fraternity member to share what they know or have heard.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says the physical examination portion of the autopsy has been completed on Sigma new member Anton Grudneff of Frisco. The results of laboratory tests won't be known for some time. The discovery of Grudneff's death and the subsequent arrest of 4 other members of the Kappa Sigma chapter took place the morning after a party at the fraternity house. College Station Code Enforcement reports 39 different cases at the Sigma new house dating back to 2004. Of those, there have been 12 investigations and 14 health and safety violations. The most recent code issue in July for open storage has been closed. Texas A&M reports the local chapter has not been recognized as an official student organization for several months because there's not been an advisor. In a statement from Senior Vice President Amy Smith, the chapter recently started the reapplication process. But Smith imagines what happened last weekend will set them back further from gaining any formal recognition by the university in the near term. Sigma News National Office has not responded to a WTAW News request for any update regarding last weekend's incident. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Gottner from The Med. I'm going to give you a 21-day challenge, and we're going to take advice from Prevention Magazine, How to Live a Healthier Life. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW. See you then.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, 712, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They do polyurethane concrete raising as well. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for details.
A few of us may see some patchy fog this morning for a while, but that'll give way to some sunshine. Later today, there's the chance for some showers and storms. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there could be some showers and storms, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, the storms diminish. It's partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Partial sun Saturday, chance of a storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be hearing a little bit from Kevin Sumlin last night post-practice. Of course, it's a little over 9 days until Aggie football is going to be taken to the field against UCLA. Should be a big one. Coach plans on releasing a two-deep depth chart today. We'll hear from him, as well as Hope Solo is in hot water. She's actually been suspended 6 months by U.S. Soccer for the comments she made about Sweden following the Americans' early departure from the Rio Olympics. Also hear about Astros and Rangers. They were both winners yesterday. And the Dallas Cowboys are back on the field, and they're bringing their first-round pick with them. All that more coming up in sports.
So you can text us anytime you want to.
You can.
Just share stuff with us.
Yeah.
And, oh, wow. You know, Scott's getting that newfangled text.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the other thing is that Chelsea pushes stuff out there after the show as well, if you can't listen to the entire show.
Yeah.
You can go to our website, by the way, and do that if you want to. You don't have to download an app or anything. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. You can listen to any of our stations. You can listen to the Infomaniacs in its entirety, or... she's got stuff out there.
Yeah, you can go to SoundCloud.com and find us there. They also post to our Twitter feed. So as soon as I upload them, they show up on Twitter. And you can go there as well.
Yep, and you can text us. You have to include the area code. That's the only thing that's different. Okay,
yep.
So 979-695-1620. You can get to us.
Yep.
So Sigma Nu was kind of like on Scopro, huh? And
yeah, it sounded like they weren't even, well, they're not. They hadn't been recognized as an official A&M organization
for
a little while. Because they had been in some trouble.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an advisor.
They've been in trouble.
I
don't even know how any of that. I was not a member of a frat, so
well,
I don't know
and
how
you know, right up front, these service organizations do a lot for the community. They do a lot for nonprofits.
No, they do.
They do a whole bunch of stuff. But you always are going to be judged by your weakest link. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So I thought, well, let me go to the Sigma Nu website just to see what they got there. Right there is latest news, media release about Texas A&M situation. Yeah. Got to like that.
Well, and that's when I was had this conversation with someone the other day. Texas A&M, on a big scale of everything, at a big picture, Greek life is not as big here as it is on other campuses.
Sure,
not even close.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking at the national chapter of Sigma Nu, they're going, we don't need Texas A&M. I mean, that's not...
That's right.
There's no reason, and now that they're causing this kind of trouble, so I would be really surprised if that chapter stays open.
They're taking the letters down. This thing was... go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to add to what Chelsea was saying. I agree that, you know, when you look at Greek life all the way across at Texas A&M, especially, I think, in fraternities,
You know, there's a lot of people who kind of look down on it, believe it or not. But there are, I think it's gotten bigger over the years.
Well,
I really
because,
do think it
well, it's become an urbanized campus.
Right.
We have more and more people who come from urban areas and the suburban suburbs of those urban areas. It's not one, you know, at one point it was basically an agricultural college in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Where, you know, first individuals of families ever went to college. Well, obviously that's not an environment that's going to create anybody who's going to get hooked into this fraternity and being mandatory core for so many years. That's kind of a fraternity in and of
mm-hmm.
itself, and has the goods and bads of any fraternity or group.
Right. And on the same token, you've got so many organizations that you can join and not have to be part of Greek life.
Yeah.
There's so many other options. And I think that's another reason why not as many people join Greek life here at Texas
sure.
A&M.
Or they're poor like me.
Yeah, so and that's it. So there we go. And so we'll move on from there. So Tanya Couch. Remember Tanya?
Yes, I do.
Well, Tanya's got her a gig.
Yep.
I'm glad to know that. That's the good news. Tanya, if you don't remember, is the mom of the affluenza teen Ethan Couch.
Oh.
Helped him try to escape to Mexico.
Yeah. Now. And he had that awful beard.
Yeah, now. Yeah, and bad attitude, too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's now pouring drinks at the Honky Tonk Saloon in Azle.
I don't know how this works,
yeah.
because part of her probation is that she cannot consume alcohol.
Right.
And usually, on probation terms, you're also not allowed to go in a bar.
Yeah.
Or
you're right.
anywhere that sells more than 51% goes to alcohol. So I don't know how she has a job at a bar.
And she's still facing two felony charges,
yeah.
so, by the way.
Oh, wait, she works there?
She works
yeah.
there.
Yeah. No.
I thought she was just a customer.
No,
she's got an ankle monitor on, and she's on probation. She's not under house arrest anymore. So she goes and gets a job at a bar.
Well, obviously, there's an assistant DA who says that's okay, and there's a district judge someplace who said that's okay.
You're on house arrest. In a bar.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole thing about affluenza teen, don't they have a lot of money?
Well, yeah. One would think, well, maybe
so
that's...
So why is she working
at
all?
It could be that hubby took the money and left.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Smart
got cut off.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, and how does Chelsea know the inner workings of probation so well?
I was going to ask that, too. Chelsea knows a lot about this.
I'm a very knowledgeable person, okay? I read a lot of crime reports
there you go.
For the news.
Exactly.
That
right.
is true.
Hello. Well, I had no idea about the 51% sales, though. That went, wow.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen Chelsea's ankles for a while either, so.
Well, I'm always barefoot, okay?
No. Barefoot, that's right. Hello.
Hey, we're both looking at ourselves. Who's Tanya Couch?
Oh,
Tanya Couch's mom. Of Ethan Couch.
The affluenza teen that killed someone, right? Did he kill someone
exactly.
in the DWI?
Right. And then they
drunk driving accident.
Said he was too privileged
They tried to flee to Mexico.
Yep, those are the ones. Yeah, that's her. I'm sorry. So it but she does. She knows a lot of background. But that's good. That's part of being an infomaniac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a lot of info.
Exactly. And that's
that's my part in the song.
Yeah. Pennsylvania woman caught on camera using her feet to steer her car. So she could text. Just saying. Oh, I guess we shouldn't have said that after the barefoot thing.
I've never used my feet.
I know. We've talked about
knees,
that.
Not feet.
Knees, not feet.
She drives with her foot on the dashboard, but
well,
never
you,
on the
you know, if
wheel.
You get a straightaway in West Texas, there's nobody around.
No,
you might as well just use your knees.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, well, of course, you may not have cell service in West Texas.
That is true.
Nowhere, yeah. So you have to
that
think about
true.
That. Chelsea, I mean, you do a great job in news, but you missed one here. I was really thinking you would have the JoJo Fletcher, Jordan Rogers story about how they're still madly in like.
madly in like.
Yeah, the Bachelorette star gushed over her fiancé on Instagram this week, saying, so proud this boy right here, most loving, kind-hearted, selfless man ever.
Ever.
Unbelievably hardworking and driven. Congratulated him on his first week at the SEC Network.
Oh,
see, I don't think
I would say, what does he do?
He parlayed it into a job in sportscasting.
Okay.
Other than he's
that's the whole point of being on the show.
Right. Yeah. Other than he's an attractive guy who was an ex-athlete and he played at Vanderbilt. He's a smart guy.
Okay, so he did play in the SEC, so that
makes
sense.
Yeah, he did, but obviously he's nothing like his brother.
Doesn't know much about winning in the SEC, but anyway.
That is true.
But,
oh, yeah, there he is.
So there, that's launching his new career. And there's still some talk that they could be joining Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh.
There you are.
As a couple? Are they doing couples now?
I think her. She was the one that they wanted. But, I mean, maybe he's an ex-athlete, kind of.
I washed my hands of all of that whenever I moved away from home because mom used to have control of the remote.
Oh, okay.
Now I control my own remote.
I was going to say, so you've seen enough of them already.
Oh, man. I suffered through the first few years.
Okay. After the first episode, I don't get it. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I watched a couple when Vaughn was on last season,
okay.
But even then, I was kind of uninterested.
Yeah, well, that and you got in there because that was somebody you knew. So
right,
that was
exactly.
It. Just generally. Three men in Brooklyn, New York, arrested and charged with stealing $1 million worth of barbecued eel.
Barbecued what?
Eel.
Eel.
Eel,
of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I had some eel. I've done that, like, on sushi stuff. I don't
right.
know if it's barbecued. I think
well,
it's
ain't you fancy?
Well, I don't know that that's true, but when I get the knife and fork out at the sushi place, they don't like it very much. Anyway, they grabbed the refrigerator truck full of the high-end delicacy and were selling it to various restaurants around the area, so apparently kind of took their time.
Hmm.
Company that they did it over a three-month period.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, the company that originally shipped it, the Mars Global Trading Company in China, able to track some of the equipment, help police capture the thieves.
Who goes out and says, let's go steal some eel today?
Something tells me he had some inside information.
Yeah, well, it sounds like an inside job for sure.
I have to think the idea, though, is that they certainly see the end game there. It's not
right.
the same as going in and stealing a television. These guys said, hey, here we go. We can take this stuff to wholesale, retail.
Can you trace barbecued eel?
Well,
I don't think you can.
My other thing is how long, I guess you can freeze it so it stays fresh.
I think
something
like
3 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, again, all it took was an RFID chip probably, and they were able to find it because they will try to do that.
Did you guys cover the guy who stole the beer? He dressed up like a beer delivery man and then stole the beer. Oh, y'all didn't even hear about that?
Well,
no.
Go look that up for it and share it with us. Yeah.
We'll do.
Okay,
sir.
That's all right. So in the meantime, YouTube is a destination for video but may soon become a social network.
Mm.
According to a report, YouTube working on a project called internally as Backstage will let users post text, video, and polls of their personal channel page.
Hmm. I mean, it kind of already is social. You can comment. You have a user account. You can share things. But I guess they're just...
Well, and people have done that. They've become personalities in doing that. The report says that we could see the new version of YouTube by this fall. Quit calling me and hanging up. You have to hang on. We have to finish our conversation and do that. But, I mean, do we need one more place to do that? I'm
no,
not sure.
We don't. There are so many already.
Yeah, and again, I understand that YouTube serves a purpose and can look, if I have to do something, the first thing I do is go to YouTube to find how do you replace this
right.
whatever.
That
yeah.
is true.
And it's really great when it comes to things like that because you don't have to go look for the manual that you didn't keep and you don't have to go onto some help page. You just, boom, somebody's got a picture of it. They do a video on how to remove, you know, whatever.
I use it for name pronunciations.
Yes.
I've done that,
believe
too.
Believe it or not.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yep.
And I hate when it's somebody and all they're doing is an interview with them. And they didn't
they don't say their name.
Say their name.
Okay, see, guys. All right, folks, that's what we do in our business. We don't know how to pronounce a lot of this stuff, and so we let YouTube
or you just make it
do
up.
That. Yeah, or we can just make it up because their mom's not listening.
Yeah.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. OMPS, our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning. It's 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 30% chance of some rain today. We'll hit the lower 90s, it looks like. And if there are any showers, they'll be in the afternoon. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain. 74 is our low. Probably won't make 90 the next 3 or 4 days. 50-50 chance of showers on Friday. 20% on Friday night. 40% on Saturday and on Sunday. Currently, 100% relative humidity. Fair skies. We got 76.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Clinton campaign rapid response team is in high gear after the AP blockbuster, saying that over half the people that met with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State paid for it. Clinton operatives are saying this is no big deal. It's no big deal to have access to the Secretary of State. There were no favors involved. Folks, let me tell you something. The access is the favor. You can't get it. The average American with a problem wouldn't have a chance in hell of getting through to the Secretary of State. But donors to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation did. They got special treatment. They got special attention. They got to plead their case to Hillary Clinton. They paid. She played. They probably got what they wanted. Meanwhile, it was time to send in the number one defender. That was James Carville. He had to go out there and damn the people who noticed this scheme. He told Politico, somebody's going to go to hell for daring to question the Clinton Foundation. He said they're doing a lot of good work there, and the millions of dollars they get in bribe, the charitable donations, why, it's all helping to save lives. James, it's a nice try, but everybody knows this is a pay-for-play scheme that nobody else could get, and we're all wondering what nations now own the United States because they paid Hillary Clinton.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, real estate preferred living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station intersection considered dangerous by at least one local resident is getting another look by the Texas Department of Transportation.
My daughter was involved in a hit-and-run accident at the exit of Barron Road off of South in South College Station. She was traveling along the on the feeder road, and someone exiting tried to turn on Graham Street, knocked her into Graham Street, and she luckily avoided a head-on collision at the time.
Floyd Daughters asked the College Station City Council to block motorists exiting the freeway southbound at Barron from making right turns on Graham. That's after Daughters went back to the area to look for the suspect's car. During a 20-minute period during the afternoon commute, he saw 50 cars that exited and turned right on Graham. 20 other drivers honked their horns, and he witnessed three near collisions.
Some of those from people braking on the exit to try to get over. Others just turning in front of others. It's an extremely dangerous intersection. At the time, there were some that were really scared me.
WTAW News sent Daughters' comments to the TxDOT District Office in Bryan. Spokesman Bobby Caldwell says they appreciated the information and they will review traffic in that area and discuss the need for any improvements. The College Station fraternity house, where a member died and four others were arrested following a party last weekend, has been in the process of trying to return as an officially recognized student organization at Texas A&M.
A&M Senior Vice President Amy Smith says the Kappa Sigma chapter of Sigma Nu has not been recognized by A&M since the fraternity has not had an advisor for the last several months. Smith says she imagines what happened last weekend will set them back further from gaining any formal recognition from A&M in the near term. Meantime, the fraternity also has a history of visits by College Station's code enforcement office. Last month marked the 39th case since 2004. Of those, there have been 12 investigations and 14 health and safety violations. The most recent incident involving open storage has been closed. College Station police continue to ask for public assistance related to the death of Anton Gridneff of Frisco and the subsequent arrest on drug charges. Lieutenant Steve Brock says an autopsy has been completed, but the results of laboratory tests won't be known for some time. Sigma News National Office has not responded to a WTAW News request for any update regarding last weekend's incident. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first day of classes at the University of Texas included protests over the new state law allowing guns in classrooms.
Gun-free UT is one of the faculty groups protesting the new campus carry gun policy. It allows concealed handgun license holders to carry in certain classrooms. Other students and parents groups have joined them. UT student Rosie Zander leading the campus anti-gun sex toy protest.
How do you know who the active shooter is when you have so many people with guns that aren't always trained for emergency situations?
Wearing a come and take it t-shirt, Forrest Sullivan was heavily outnumbered.
Concealed carry holders are not the danger. They aren't the boogeymen that snap all of a sudden.
The protesters vow to fight to repeal the law. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Construction will start soon on a new Bryan Fire Station number 2. That follows a unanimous city council vote awarding a $6.3 million contract, which is under the architect's estimate of $7.2 million, but it was the second lowest price.
Is it worth $350,000? That's what we're looking at.
We believe it is, yes.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor told City Councilman Mike Sutherland the bid process also included past experience with that kind of construction.
We had experiences with construction of Station 5. The contractor did not have much experience, and it caused a lot of problems. They didn't understand intended use of the building as well as they should have and such, and it caused a lot of change orders. So we felt like the experience in building actual fire stations is critical.
The new Fire Station 2 will be built west of Texas and north of Villa Maria at the corner of Cavett and Lawrence. Construction is supposed to start in October and take a year to complete. For the third time in 6 months, Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pina was looking for money to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 west to Forest Park Apartments. During discussion of next year's city budget, Pina was told there was $1.5 million from the oil and gas and or capital reserve funds that is available. City Manager Keen Register and Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood had other ideas.
Are any of those monies earmarked for anything, or they're just set aside?
They're just set aside at this point.
So we could potentially use that revenue source for a project like Sandy Point Road if the council deemed.
That is.
Or you could potentially use that to purchase property for a super park. You could use that for, there
quiet zone
many
downtown.
Things that council's talked about.
There are several things that have been discussed that are not funded.
The sidewalk, located a mile from Pena's official residence, has a cost estimate of $500,000. It is not listed in the city's current capital improvements plan. The council gave first-round approval of next year's budget on a 5-1 vote. Mike Sutherland voted no, and Al Sines was not in the room. WTAW News Time is 7:36. I've got 76 degrees at the studios. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. It's 7:38. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Few of us may see some patchy fog this morning for a while, but that'll give way to some sunshine. Later today, there's the chance for some showers and storms. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there could be some showers and storms, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, the storms diminish. It's partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Partial sun Saturday, chance of a storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin fighting Texas Aggie football. Of course, taking the field in less than 10 days from now as they'll be taking on UCLA. Coach talked to us post-practice yesterday. Can expect a two-deep depth chart today, so we'll hear from him. As well as talking Astros and Rangers yesterday. The Astros were in action yesterday afternoon. They got the win up in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Rangers got the win up in Cincinnati. All that more coming up in sports.
All right. We got a two-deep. That'll be wonderful once we know that. Yeah.
But he's able to skirt around it a little bit because he put so-and-so or... We don't know the exact starting rotation yet. So there you go.
Well, and Charlie Strong gets all the good football players.
That is true.
University of Texas always gets all the best football players. So, you know, back to school tech items. We'll give you that list in just a little while. In the meantime, how many days between your rage at a piece of equipment? when do you want to just, you ready to just punch? I don't know, your printer, your video screen.
Patience is not a virtue that I possess. So
when it comes to electronics,
doesn't
or just
take,
in general?
Does not take long.
I got
well,
you.
I'm electronically stupid, too. I mean, I have absolutely no idea how things work.
Hello? So.
Hey, I got a question about that protest over at TU with, about the campus carry.
Okay.
Who pays for all the thousands of sex toys they claim to have given out?
Well, okay, this, now you said this girl collected some of them. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's her parents.
Well, okay.
Again, unless she's making a lot of money, somebody's got to buy them, right?
Yeah, they're not giving them away.
I mean, I haven't gone that in depth in researching about this thing, but
we'll see
assume.
If this thing grows legs. Is this, you know, are we going to have a day two of this? I don't know.
I'm sure.
All right, so did you see the movie Office Space?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Chelsea.
I know. Man. I've gotten this every single time someone asks this question. Man. I haven't seen Star Trek. I haven't seen Star Wars. I haven't seen Office Space.
Okay, but the thing is, you don't live in Star Wars, and you don't live in Star Trek.
Oh, but I live in Office Space.
You know people who do. If you don't, yes.
Office Space.
I have heard of the movie. I feel like I've seen scenes.
You have filmed in Austin, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Hello.
Very sorry to interrupt, but I'm still waiting on the beer theft.
Yeah, we're coming up with it. We got it. It's coming up.
Patience. Yeah. This is a recurring theme we've
Hello?
Hey, I wonder if those sex toys came with batteries included.
I don't know. Now, because here's the deal. If we have to hurry to do the beer story, then are you going to quit listening? See? So that's why we just kind of drag it on
just
a little bit more.
Teasing ya.
We can't do that. But no, what happened is that... That Zach said there was a story about a guy who apparently dressed up and stole beer.
Yes, okay. He dressed up like a beer delivery guy. You want me? We're going into it.
Yeah, let's go there.
Let's do
it,
baby.
Fine. Okay.
It's a guy, Darius Williams.
Okay.
He's a 22-year-old, and this actually happened, I believe, last week. This has been a while back.
Okay.
And he dressed up as a beer delivery guy in Alabama, went inside of a store with his little. His dolly,
okay,
and he basically loaded up with Bud Light and various beers and sodas, and then he left. He just walked on out to put it back in his truck and took off.
Wow, what? Had
and,
no idea.
And to this thing, at this point, I believe he's still at large. I do not know if they've caught him or not. So he's somewhere having a really good time throwing a party
there
with all his friends.
Hey, we had a texter text in that said some of the articles have said the sex toys were donated.
Okay.
Well,
which is not surprising in Austin.
No, not at all. That's fine. They're doing their part. I guess they felt really good about that. All right, so back to Office Space.
Okay.
One of the scenes in Office Space is they're so frustrated over their printer fax machine that they take it out in a field and just go to it with a baseball bat.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
In slow motion.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of become part of the deal. Alamo Draft House. We'll have Office Space viewing parties where people get together and they get really frustrated about this. It does cross over into the world of sports. A guy named Tom Herman is the coach of the University of Houston. A guy named Tom Herman, the future coach of the University of Texas, who is currently at Houston. Anyway, what they have to do in some kind of a strange anachronistic thing is signing day, the players have to fax in their signature.
People still use a fax.
And that's what I'm saying. At one point, you know, it used to be that coaches would travel all over the state or nation
and
actually get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came up with fax. Somehow, some way, I think we've gone beyond fax, but fax still seems to be the way that they'd have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so after a particularly glitch-free filled signing day, apparently the Cougars coach decided to give his machine, the Pinata, a treatment. So Coach Herman and two of his staffers filmed themselves basically kicking, punching, swinging a bat at least 25 times and obliterating their machine. It's on YouTube if you want to see it. But you knew somebody was going to have to monetize it. So there's now a company in Toronto that gives you 45 minutes for $45. You take a bat in and you go to work on your office equipment.
I have seen this. I've seen videos of them promoting this.
Battle Sports in Toronto. 45 Canadian for 45 minutes of smashing stuff that will include a printer for you. The year-old company goes through at least 15 printers a week, saves the biggest machines that it can scavenge from corporate parties, says co-founder Steve Shaw. For the average person, it takes at least 10 good whacks to get at the best printer.
He
says it's a glass fireworks show after that.
I will take them up on that bet right there.
Yeah, I mean, again, some days you want to do that. Okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. I hate to be the one to tell you this.
Whatever,
but
I know. Research now, new research, looking at online honesty finds that online deception is the rule. rather than the exception. Researchers at Indiana University, Purdue, and Fort Wayne wanted to really know if the type of website made any difference. And it's not so much in how much we lie online, but how much we expect others to lie online. Of the different types of sites that they measured, people were most likely to be honest on social media sites like Facebook.
Well, because you're with your friends.
Those are people who you know, right? 32% of the people said they were always honest on social media. The reason? Social media will have the most links to the outside world. It's a lot harder to lie about what your age is or your gender because there are pictures of you right there.
Right.
People a little less honest on the dating sites. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know, really. And less honest still on anonymous chat sites. But across the board, our expectation of others' honesty is really pretty low. Between 55 and 90% of the participants in the study believe that others were lying at least some of the time about their age or their gender or their activities or their interests or their appearance. Most commonly expected lie was appearance. 90% of participants expected others to lie about what they looked like.
Yeah, dating sites, you got to go back in the old file and find some pictures about 5 years and 30 pounds ago.
Exactly. That's the deal, is you're able to do that. And that's why, you know, we talked about that a few weeks ago. If you find pictures of yourself 10 years ago, you're going, God, I really wore that. I bought that and wore that. So, yeah, you do need to do that. And it's a little bit easier to do than it used to be. But, gosh. People are not honest on the web.
Imagine that.
I know. We'll
just so disappointed in humanity.
Yeah. Always honest on the radio.
Yeah, sure.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Are your children ready for school? From number 2 pencils to spiral-bound notebooks, you've probably spent hours making your youngest children have every item on the teacher's supply list. I've done it many times. But have you equipped them at home with all they'll need to thrive as they head to school this year? Here are a few helpful ideas to get off to a positive start. First, set a consistent bedtime. Studies show that consistent bedtimes can help reduce daytime outbursts, help your children transition into the classroom setting more smoothly, and even raise their academic achievement. Second, avoid the morning rush. Encourage your children to choose their clothes and pack their things the night before to create stress-free mornings and to set a positive tone for the day. Third, establish a dedicated time for homework. When children know there's a specific time each night for homework, it'll diffuse the fight of pulling them away from their cartoons or the swing set. And finally, begin every school day by telling your kids how much you love them. If they know they're valued, they'll feel more confident in the classroom and in their ability to build new friendships. As your children trade in their swimsuits and popsicles for worksheets and science projects, think of what they need beyond the supply list. Equip your child to succeed at school by preparing them at home first. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know. General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-96-STEEL. Call 866-96-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-967-8335.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 7:50. Well, the countdown is at 9 days until Aggie football kicks off against UCLA. Coach Kevin Sumlin met with the media last night and says he expects to release a two-deep depth chart today.
You'll get a preliminary two-deep tomorrow morning. I wanted to get through really last couple days just to make sure of some things. We had some guys that as we started to game plan to see how they picked that up, not just what we were doing, but starting to move towards UCLA.
We'll wait with bated breath until then. Sumlin also added that there are some players at the running back position who've really separated themselves from the pack.
James White, I think has had a, he knows a little bit more. He's a little bit bigger. Travion has had a excellent spring and fall camp. You can look for him to do some things also on special teams. And then, was it Keith? Yeah, Keith Ford. So, you know, the three of those guys have had really good falls.
Now, Travion would be Travion Williams, freshman running back from C.E. King. We'll find out just how big of a role those guys will play on September 3rd when the Aggs welcome the 16th-ranked Bruins to town. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. with broadcast right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. U.S. women's goalkeeper Hope Solo is suspended for 6 months by U.S. Soccer for disparaging comments about Sweden following the Americans' early departure from the Rio Olympics. Solo called the Swedes a bunch of cowards for focusing on defense rather than attacking the three-time defending champion U.S. team. So a little bit of sour grapes. After falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates Tuesday night, the Houston Astros were able to exact a little revenge yesterday afternoon in the Still City.
2-1. And that's driven out in the center field fairly deep. Marte is going back, still going back, looking up, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run for Evan Gattis, and the Astros have a 2-0 lead. 20th home run of the year for Gattis.
And that would give Houston the lead, and they never looked back, holding off a late Bucks rally to grab the 5-4 win. Colin McHugh picked up his 8th victory of the year, allowing 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work. The Stros, who are now 8 games back in the AL West and 4.5 games back in the wild card race, have today off, but they'll be back home this weekend to host Tampa Bay. The first-place Texas Rangers are squaring off in an interleague matchup of their own last night up in Cincinnati.
Swing and a line drive right center field. This one's down for the base hit. Rounding third, Desmond, he comes in to score. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Beltre cruising into second. He's got an RBI double, and the Rangers lead 6-5. And Adrian Beltre now sitting on 2,900 career hits.
Future Hall of Famer getting it done in the clutch. After wasting a 3-run lead, Beltre and the Rangers took it back there in the 8th and went on to beat the Reds 6-5. Texas, which holds the best record in the American League, returns home tonight to host the team with the second-best record, the Cleveland Indians. First pitch is at 7:05 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Free agent right wing Jerry Hudler has signed a $2 million one-year deal with the Dallas Stars. A veteran of 11 NHL seasons, Hudler had 46 points and 72 games combined for Calgary and Florida last year. He's appeared in 83 career playoff games and went to consecutive Stanley Cup finals with Detroit in 2008 and 2009. Well, the San Diego Chargers are still having trouble signing first-round draft pick Joey Bosa. They restructured a deal, or will restructure a deal, that takes into account his absence from the team. San Diego says it offered the defensive end a signing bonus payment larger than any draftee received in the last two drafts, and more money in 2016 than any draftee except Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. He still wasn't happy. Bosa is the only first-rounder who has not signed with his team.
Now, speaking of first-rounders, the Dallas Cowboys expect to have theirs back on the field tonight. Here's rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm good. I think I've done a good job, you know, getting my mental reps while I was out. You know, finally getting back and kind of getting to the groove. Just from practice and, you know, the past practices I've had, you know, I don't feel like I've missed a beat, so, you know, I feel ready.
And the fourth overall pick out of Ohio State has sat out most of the preseason while nursing a hamstring. He is expected to start tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. Kickoff is at 9 o'clock Central. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew.
Couple of minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, just to help you out a little bit, I don't know if you heard earlier this morning on the Wall Street Journal report or the Dow Jones report that we had. Costco, a lot of people like Costco because they say they're not going to make more than 15% on any items that they have there. So that kind of ingratiates them to their customers. But if you buy at Sam's Club or a Costco or something like that, you need to think about this. Some items you may want to buy elsewhere. Diapers. Smallest quantity available at Costco in size 1 will fit a baby up to 14 pounds. It's 192 diapers.
Wow. Jeez.
So your child will probably outgrow that before you get rid of the diapers. Trendy clothes or shoes. Okay? Think about this. Warehouse places are not fashion retailers.
Right.
So if that's important to you, don't go there. This is interesting. Cooking oil, vegetable oil, and olive oil, often assumed to have long shelf lives, but they're good for only about 3 to 5 months after opening, according to USDA. So if you buy those enormous, you know, like 23-gallon ones, that's probably not going to work.
Just be like me and never open it.
Could do that. Sell it at a garage sale. Hey, how much for the 5 gallons of olive oil? Yeah, okay. Books and Blu-rays, you can usually get those cheaper online. Laundry detergent starts losing its effectiveness after 6 months? What?
Really?
What is that? That's got to be the liquid.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it liquid or the...
But why even?
Yeah.
Why should that be? And then don't buy paper products there. Paper plates, napkins, toilet paper, paper towels, usually just as cheaper at Target or Walmart, they say, than sometimes even at a grocery store. I don't know. I kind of like going and buying the 23 pounds of toilet paper.
Well, I was going to say cheaper because they come in less.
Well, no
quantity.
No. Well, they're saying I guess
best bang for your